Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week. And you're joined with your host, Adam.
And your host, Nifa.
And today we have a very special guest.
Welcome.
We have, you know, a celebrity in our mix.
Oh.
The only person I care to listen about Love Island from. Miss Sorrel.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah. I feel like... Yeah, this is a vibey set. This is a very vibey set.
It's giving.
I like it.
It's chill.
Ambiance.
Yeah. You were saying you're having a really busy week, so this is like a calmer moment.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll have some fun. We'll have some laughs.
Exactly. That's all we want.
There's always chaos.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I am a very chaotic person, so I just feel like this actually is on brand for me. Then.
No, the thing is, when we were offered to chat to you, I said it has to be on the podcast because I followed you for a hot minute. And I'm always like, I enjoy you because you're a bit tapped.
I am. I'm all over the place.
There's no theme.
No.
Like, and I'm like, you're tapped like me. So I'm like, this is going to be a good day.
It works well. Because when people try and get me to stick to one thing, I'm like, you are fighting a losing battle. I'm going to be all over the shop. But okay, cool. We'll try.
You're in the right place.
Yeah, 100%.
Good. Cool.
So are you from Milton Keynes?
No.
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 Where are you from then?
You from London?
No, because I'm going to segue into the Milton Keynes.
I'm from Coventry. I grew up in Coventry.
Oh, okay.
But I'm from Zimbabwe. Like, was born in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Grew up in Coventry, moved to Milton Keynes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was saying that Milton Keynes is known for witches.
I've not heard this.
I heard that... What's that church that my dad was part of?
KICC?
No.
I love KICC.
The other one that's kind of witchy.
Oh.
Huh?
No.
Whoa.
You know.
What?
You know. Freemasons. So people say that Milton Keynes was built by Freemasons. And that everything, if you look at Milton Keynes from a bird's eye view, it's like in a free, it's in the Freemason symbol.
This sounds like insider knowledge.
I've heard other people talk about it, but like if you look at Milton Keynes from a bird's eye view, it's like in a Freemasonry.
Like a triangle.
You know, like
which one is the Freemasons? Who are they? What do they, are they the aliens in the brain?
No. They're more like, they've got like
that maths thing.
They're like the, Freemasons like, it's like BTEC Illuminati.
Oh,
of like a nerdier version.
Okay, actually exist. And I think you can just join.
Right.
But like if you're deep into Freemasonry,
then
like,
you'll know.
You're like running the world, low key.
Oh, scary.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
For legal purpose,
and Milton
you're
Keynes.
Running, and it's supposed to be like Milton Keynes was built.
Is Milton Keynes popping like that though?
But that's it because no it's
offense.
Not.
No,
but,
it's not. No, none taken.
No, but that's
it's
it. It's not popping.
At
so,
all.
Like, you can get away with witchery stuff because who cares? No shade. But they're like, they don't, it's just like a plot of land.
Yeah.
But it's close enough to London that the hires ups
can
are
do
like
their
sitting
a quick commute.
Yeah. Like
not the Freemasons thinking of the commute
no,
as
yeah.
they do their witchcraft.
You've got to. How are you gonna escape?
Wow.
I reckon there's like a tunnel. Like you know like the old postal tunnel.
I don't.
Okay, you see what I told you? So you see, like, there's an old... You know, like, back in the day, there's... Also, if you actually really want a really nice trip for your mum, like a tourist trip, take her to the postal tunnel. And it's basically, like, how they used to deliver post, but there was, like, there's, like, a tube line for post.
No way.
So it's how they used to get the post across because there wasn't any cars.
Wow.
Yeah. Obviously, Josie told me that's her brand. But... If you want to go on like a really either cute date, Sunday date.
Okay.
Or take your mum on a tourist thing, postal tunnel.
Nice.
So, back to my
point. Back to the point. Yeah,
I reckon there's a postal tunnel
to
Milton Keynes.
Right.
Right.
And that's how
they're getting in
exactly.
and out.
Exactly.
I haven't come across
you're not
a Freemason.
Part of it.
I'm not one of them. Child of the Most High, but you
dispel
know.
It straight away.
Yeah. I'm just before people start saying we saw triangles in the background. It's all
like people be saying that they see witches in Milton Keynes all the time.
Okay, like, I am honestly going to be praying really hardcore when I get home. I can't.
They walk amongst us.
I don't do witchcraftery. That scares me.
I think look, there's level. Not every witch is evil. I'm sure. I can't.
Why are you looking at me?
I feel like you would know more.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, but like, Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
It's okay.
Yeah, thank you, thank you so much for that. It really, yeah.
Honestly, it's okay. Mm. Just pray as you want.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to.
So you're here to chat about your new show.
I am.
But before we get into that, should we do season shout outs?
Yes,
I don't have one. Of course you don't. Right, so season shout
out. I've had a hectic day.
Season shout out is where we shout out a black person or a black business or a black thing. I don't know what a thing would be, but what would a thing be?
Like a hairbrush.
Like a half hair comb, I guess.
Okay.
And you would just highlight that for the week. So okay. I can start with mine.
Okay.
And then you can think of yours. And if you have one, also.
Oh, I'll think of mine.
You have one?
No, I don't have one.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to shout out. Nella Rose.
Oh, that's a good one.
Took the one off. Took it off my list. No worries.
This won't come out this week, but it'll be next week. So we'll see what actually happens. Because it seems like the UK now has a vendetta against Nella Rose. But I'm not watching I'm a Celeb for personal reasons.
Okay.
Farage. But the way that socials is treating Nella right now, I think is quite disgusting.
What's been happening? Because I've just seen a few tweets about it, but I haven't seen any of like the Fiat 500 tweets.
So yesterday, Nella and Fred got into a bit of a disagreement.
Sorry, who is Fred?
Fred from First Dates.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, French Fred.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. French Fred.
French Fred.
And basically, Fred was cooking or something, and Nella was making a comment, and he said something like, "I could be old enough to be your dad."
Mm-hmm.
And previously, they'd had a discussion that obviously, if you don't know, Nella's dad had passed away a couple of years ago. So she took offense to that. And I think you never really know how you'll be triggered in a certain moment. So the next day, Fred was trying to chat to her. And she basically was like, "I don't want to speak to you anymore. I feel really disrespected. I'm only going to get disrespected once." And that was the end of that. I think that somebody should have stepped in to mediate the discussion. Because I think it was clear that the situation had triggered Nella for sure. But from Fred's stance, you can tell that he meant nothing by it.
Yeah.
He just said, "I'm old enough to be your dad," because he's a grey-haired man and she's 24, 25.
Yeah.
So, which is a throwaway comment. But I think in that environment where you're solo anyway, you don't have anyone that you know.
Yeah.
So you have a lot more time to think about your life.
Mm.
And also, everyone seems to be hungry. Like, I think hunger is also the key thing.
Huge, yeah.
That your emotions are quite high. So that's obviously triggered her about, obviously, now she's lost both of her parents. So I'm sure, like, she's going through a lot. But UK Twitter and everything else has, like, really vilified it. And they want her out of the villa. They made her seem like...
What, just because you got upset?
Boohoo tweeted, hashtag Nella thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Boohoo.
Boohoo.
That's really... People. And they deleted the tweet, but that's really irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially whilst actively promoting mental health. Just want to put that out.
And also, I'm sure Boohoo have knocked on Nella's door asking for her to do a brand partnership anyway.
Yeah.
So now people are like... Yeah, they basically want her out. They're like, everybody's going to vote for her to come out next. They think that she's a villain of the show. To be honest... Before that, people already...
you expect that.
It's unfortunate, but...
Like, at this stage...
My prayer for her before she went in was that she gets what she needs to get from this show.
Yeah.
And that her community and her original people who were behind her...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hold her, because I know what the British public can be like. And if you're not... And Alison Hammond, who's giggling and will take disrespect and will ha 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 your way through it.
Yeah.
They are just going to be like, "We don't like you, you're loud, you're aggressive, you're..." And unfortunately, that she's gone head to head with Fred, who is like, quote unquote, a national treasure. Yeah. Everybody loves him. And I do agree, like, I think it was blown out of proportion. But again, you can't police someone's grief. And everybody grieves differently. Yeah. And she's 26 and lost both parents and experiencing this, like, life-altering thing, which is I'm a Celebrity, that I'm sure she would want her parents to watch her do this. So I think a lot of emotions were like at the surface for her, but yeah, she deserves a shout out, because
100%. And people are making it into a race thing.
Oh, they always do.
They're making it into a race thing, so that's why everyone's tweeting pictures of Fred and his black wife. And I was like, nobody said that.
What's that got to do?
Because they're like, oh, Fred actually likes black people. I was like, nobody said he didn't.
Also, that's not the argument that people think it is.
No, but like people always twist it into that. Yeah. And you're like, it wasn't. It didn't. There's nothing. Like it's now, not that. You go on the TL. I'm looking at Fred and his wife. That's
Because I've seen
that your wife is black.
Yeah,
yeah. That's fantastic.
That's really not the point.
No, it's not.
It means absolutely nothing.
But I do think someone should have stepped in.
100%. Because Sam was standing there.
Okay. Now here's my thing. Shout out to Sam. Here's my thing. I feel like, unfortunately, and I think it might be a thing of where people perceive black women to be a certain way. But I think Nella in that situation, she's 26. She's talking about the fact that her father passed away. Naturally, if let's just take away the element of her being a black woman, someone would have stepped in and been like, oh guys, I don't think this conversation, like, it's okay, like, I don't think he meant it like that, but like, I totally understand your feelings. Somebody would have stepped in. Everybody's just looking at her.
Exactly.
But this is exactly what happened in Big Brother with the two black women there.
Well,
let me sit myself on
like, it's just Taylor's oldest time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the black woman is strong.
Yeah.
And so she can herself. Just she can, do it by herself. Yeah. And that's it.
I'm sure
God forbid
they will...
she have feelings or need somebody on her side.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
What a concept.
Unfortunately, I think she's gonna get voted out. And it's gonna be really sad. But from the running conversation that we're seeing, I think she's gonna get voted out. Oh, somebody's buzzing.
That's a shame. I haven't really gotten into it yet. Mm. And I was gonna watch just for her.
I did want to watch just for Nella, but the whole Nigel Farage situation is actually really pissing me off to high heaven. So I can't watch that.
If you're not listening in the UK, Nigel Farage was a politician who was a big player in Brexit. And what's his party? UKIP?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said a lot of things. He's not a great guy.
He's
allegedly.
Right-winged.
Super right wing.
Super.
Like, yeah.
And just weird anyway that he's on a TV show.
Yeah.
The UK irritate me when it comes to high-fiving people who they love to vilify, and like, then they're like, oh no, let's get them on TV because it'll be funny.
Exactly.
Why is Matt Hancock on our TV? Why is Nigel Farage on our TV?
How can
1.5 mil
be deleted
from
Big Brother and Nigel Farage?
Talk about it
on
the same network. Talk about it. Talk about it.
A very wild thing.
Talk about it.
Exactly, but because did Trish do any press? Could she do any press?
No. Talk about it.
No.
And you know what? My shout out is going to be Trish.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Let's
Good
do that.
One.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Because her tweets were vile.
I didn't see them.
Ada gave me a dramatic reading.
Those tweets were good.
Do you know, gross.
There wasn't even, unfortunately for her, there wasn't even, she could have meant they
this
were
ABC.
Point.
Right.
Every
They
ism.
Were very.
They were stupid.
Ableist, homophobics.
All of that.
All
yeah.
of it. It was all the mix.
Okay.
2012, mind.
Okay.
Yeah. They were very bad.
Yeah.
And I think it's a testament to growth and actually changing as a person, because I think even she did actually put out a statement saying like she's held herself accountable and she's learned a lot.
Mm.
And it seems like a really hard lesson to, like, a hard way to learn a lesson.
Hard.
That they could have addressed it. They could have, they have a whole talk show. They could have just got her on to have to talk about it.
But they didn't.
But it's just acting like she doesn't exist.
Crazy.
I want to say, here's my thing. Here's my thing.
You probably know about this.
So, I have interviewed people from Love Island.
Okay.
And they've told me the background checks that goes into doing any ITV show.
Okay.
You
allegedly.
No, there's no allegedly about
well, this
it.
Is, yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I've interviewed them. And I've also, no, as in they showed me
yeah,
the stuff.
Okay.
So they have to give ITV their logins.
For everything.
To do, and so the ITV can go through all of their stuff and delete everything that they see fit. The conversation was with, I'm just going to say because it doesn't matter. It's out there anyway. It was with Kai, that one, Kai and Sanam.
Oh, Kai, yeah.
Yeah, so he was saying that on the previous seasons, he doesn't understand how, like, Danny, remember the racist comments, he said the N-word on his.
Yes.
So stuff like that. And when he got floated in and other people, he was like, I have no idea how that happens.
Mm.
Because even if you have a tiny, tiny comment that you don't think is an issue, ITV would be like, I think you should delete this.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, you should probably get rid of this. Or it might just be safer for you to delete your account and create a new account.
Wow.
Well, the amounts of checks. So when I worked on First Dates, the checks that I was doing, the searches that I was searching people for were so intricate.
Wow.
Like nothing gets missed. It's really hard to miss something.
And after I tweeted
and her
that,
spelling was good.
A few people currently being casted for ITV's things messaged me the emails that they're getting. And like how they're like, yeah, maybe get rid of this, maybe get rid of this. So when I saw that come out about Trish, look, maybe somebody slipped up. But to me, it seems like a bit of a setup.
I want you to know that I think it definitely is a setup.
Because there's no way that got missed.
Yeah. There are, I haven't spoken to, you know, I don't know the checks and balances on the behind the scenes of ITV, but Trish herself was like, they do checks.
Yeah.
ITV were like, we do checks. We don't know how these were missed. Big boy ITV.
Yeah.
Big boy ITV.
And her spelling was perfect in every tweet, so it's not like somebody
exactly.
misspelled
yeah.
something and it slipped through the net. It's very, very odd.
There's always one person every season of something that will something like this comes out. It's but basically, I feel like there's always one person you need to put on the chopping block.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you go. But also on the flip, if people don't know this, always remember: if you're going on reality TV shows, just get rid of that account and start again.
Yeah,
just get rid of it. And you can also pay services to clean your account.
I don't know. You can.
I feel
like
I've done work.
That. Yeah, I remember Pip's cousin, our friend's cousin, he has a service. You put your Twitter handle in and it gives you red flag, amber flag, green flag, all your stuff. And I just went, everything that's red, get rid of. And to be honest, they weren't even that bad.
That's the thing.
Things some that of people can twist.
They can get misconstrued though. Yeah. You'll be like subtweeting someone when you're 15.
Exactly.
And that's the tweet that gets you cancelled.
Also, so many things are shifting and changing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Racism has always been racism. Homophobia has always been homophobia. Mm. But there's other things that you're like, crap, I didn't mean that when I was...
Yeah.
And now it's not okay to say because, you know, we've evolved and we've learned that people are offended in this group about it.
I think
exactly.
People add context, though. I think if you, like, some people, if they have sense, add context. Okay, I tweeted an Eminem lyric when I was 11. Okay, now that Eminem lyric doesn't even appear, it's like there's things like that, but people can make, they can use that to completely ruin you. But yeah, there is also some lines where
sometimes you do have to hold your hands up and say, I was out of line in this time. But I think she's done
her apology was really good.
I saw it and I tweeted and I was like, I haven't seen the tweet, still haven't. But it feels sincere. It's not my apology to accept because I don't know who the tweets were towards, but from the version of Trish we saw for however many weeks, I feel like it was sincere.
She can't fake that.
You can't.
You're in a house that you're filmed for 20... There's a live feed.
You
can't fake that.
And they couldn't even edit her to look a certain way. People saw the real her.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
It's a shame.
I think it'll turn around for her.
I think so.
I believe it will.
I put her forward for a job.
Did you?
I did.
You see? I think it'll turn around for her.
Yeah, she seems like a good person to work with.
She's
like, you
really,
want her on the side.
Yeah. I wanted her to get that bag.
Yeah. Same. It will come.
But also, what I really hate is bad mind people. Somebody was ready with a clip.
Yeah.
Somebody was ready. She came out. We were like, okay, she's about to get the biggest bag. And somebody went,
just a grenade. Just like that one producer who just didn't like what they saw on the live stream.
It's bad mind people.
Yeah.
Like always, somebody's always waiting.
Waiting.
For you to get your come up. I'm always thinking like somebody's waiting for me to get up there.
Yeah.
And that's like when
release.
You see those tweets. Because they could have even been deleted before and just been screenshotted beforehand.
It's true, actually.
We don't know when they were saying.
People keep folders on people.
Yeah.
People keep folders on
scary.
People.
Yeah, no, I've seen some crazy things.
It's like something that will happen with Maya Jama, all of a sudden all her tweets come back up. But she said, I apologize before.
Yeah.
It'll be somebody like, oh, I won a million. Oh, well. You called my grandma fat.
Cancelled. I don't check any of this stuff. I'll see what happens if I ever blow up.
Why don't you just get rid of it? Just get rid of
it. It's more fun.
Living on the edge.
Yeah. You see what stupid things I said.
Fair. Do you have a shout out?
You both stole two really good ones. Cassie.
From Long Way to Go?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's my shout out.
What's she doing?
Because of the Diddy stuff.
What's going on?
My jaw.
Hanifa.
Come on, I'm like your friendly neighborhood grandma.
No,
you can tell me the tea.
Oh dear. Okay, no. Then you've been actually under a rock. Okay, where did we start? Okay, cool.
Okay, go on.
Do you want to start?
No, I'm in shock. Yeah, I'm still taking
it. I can't believe that you don't know this.
You're good at
summary. Yeah. Okay, cool. Fine. So Cassie is suing Diddy, well, was suing Diddy for $30 million because it has come out in a full legal New York Times broke it, which makes it more legitimate. Mm-hmm. It's not a gossip blog. New York Times broke that he was abusing her, drugging her, selling sexual exploitation, broke her nose, everything, was trapped in that relationship for years, mm-hmm. raped her multiple times. He blew up Kid Cudi's car for trying to date her, and Kid Cudi's team
confirmed it.
Like, to me, that is firstly wild. That in my books, that's attempted murder, but
yeah,
that's just, like comic book villain.
No, it's really bad.
That's
so
awful.
He wanted to settle it before she went public. She said, fuck you, no. Took it public. A day after it went public, they settled for an undisclosed fee. The court documents are horrific. Mm. Like, the court documents on the front page have a trigger warning. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really bad.
Really?
And he is an evil person, even though we all low-key knew, but we needed it in black and white.
Mm. I'm not surprised.
It was like 10 years of relentless, like even the story of the shaving head.
Oh gosh.
You know, cause she's the, you know, she had the icon. So was it Young Jock? Young Jock that said it?
Yeah.
It's like one of them. Young Jock said that he was in the club with him, with Cassie and Diddy. I think it was Young Jock.
I think so.
Yeah, it was like one of them ones.
The rappers.
Yeah, one of those older rappers, and said that Diddy saw a woman with a half-shaven head and basically like pulled Cassie and was like, tomorrow you're shaving your head.
Oh.
Like, you're shaving your head tomorrow. And like the next day, her head was shaved. Like, he had full control on her life.
That's awful.
And every time that she tried to leave, he would just like assault her.
Mm. Well, I'm kind of glad I didn't know that.
I don't know how you missed it. It was
everywhere.
I've not been on Twitter at all this week.
It's literally been everywhere. You haven't read the news this week at all. You haven't read the news this week.
I took some mental health day. The news is a lot
right now, guys.
No, fair.
No judgment. Yeah, no judgment. No.
So yeah, that is what has been going on.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good shout out.
So she's my shout out. She needs support. Because that menace to society just, I don't know why. And like you said, the streets have been talking about him for years. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens is like when somebody has so much power and money, people start to forget. But, and again, I'm going to say allegedly because I have not got the coins for Diddy to sue me. Allegedly, all the people who were like part of his record label from back in the day are all.
Exactly. God. Look, you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Every single person.
I don't like that.
They are all dead.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Dead and gone.
Like, and they all died in similar ways.
Dead and gone.
So the car blowing up is like
crazy.
Wild.
Like, Cassie went on a couple dates with Kikudi. They weren't together, mind. Blows up your car. That's attempted murder. You should be in prison.
Crazy.
You should be in prison. And the thing is, people, because even people brought up old tweets from like, that happened in what, 2012 or something? Mm. And then those old tweets of people were like, oh, I heard that Diddy blew up Kid Cudi's car. Like, people knew about it.
That
it wasn't like confirmed,
thing.
But then Cudi's team confirmed like, oh yeah.
That did happen.
That did happen. Like, that did happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What a story.
It's, yeah.
Scary scenes.
Yeah, that is, I don't really know what to say about these abusers that are among us.
Yeah.
There's too many.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
With that, more people...
Not even hiding. Just sitting there.
The thing is about Diddy, and this is what really pisses me off, but also shows that he is untouchable, and he knows he's untouchable. Mm. You knew... Cassie went to Diddy with the original... Their first meeting was 6 months ago.
Mm.
In this 6 months, your album has dropped. You've done a full press tour. You were here a couple weeks ago. So he was truly like... living life, because you don't care.
Wait, so he knew 6 months before the documents...
Because she... When they had the original sit-down and she basically rejected his offer, that was 6 months ago.
He would have known.
In that time, you've had an album drop. You've been gallivanting. Everybody that took a picture with him in the UK...
Yeah.
All those pictures have been deleted now. Mm. But he was here.
Just enjoying life.
Because he knows he's untouchable. Because really... She was, what is 30 million to a billionaire?
Yeah, that's scary.
And she wasn't, it wasn't a criminal court.
No.
It was a settlement court.
Yeah.
Civil, yeah.
But I think one thing I do love her for is that she didn't have to bring it out because it got settled in one day.
Yeah.
But she brought it out to burn him.
Yeah.
Solely to burn him. Absolutely. And to make sure that everybody knew what he was doing, and also for other people to come out, because the rumors that everybody's been talking about
more
for
people will come out.
The thing, do you know what? I don't have Diddy money. Mm-hmm. The things that have come out from way before.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Because there's lots of rumors.
There's a lot of
rumors. And a lot of blind items.
There's a lot of blind items. Or the things that he did to Kim. Because now I'm like, unfortunately for me, I really enjoyed that Diddy album. But when I was listening to the Kim song at the end that he did with Babyface, you broke her nose.
Mm-hmm. But he says that in the song.
No, as in like, we know he broke her nose.
Yeah.
Because he flew a plastic surgery to fix her shit.
That's disgusting.
So like, how can you, imagine you break somebody's nose and then you make a song for her because now she's died.
Yeah.
You are part of the stress that led her to the heart attack.
Some people think
let's not.
Maybe.
But
it might have it's been. Bit,
lots of dots are connected.
Diddy.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't know.
We won't know anything. But all I'm going to say is, Diddy is Suge Knight. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
Diddy is the Suge Knight.
Allegedly.
Like, to everyone me, listening. That's a just, he's a true villain. Like, even, do you know what also? You know, like, Warner Brothers asked him not to dress as the Joker for Halloween? I was like, I think, because you knew something was coming out. Because how do you ask somebody, please don't dress as the Joker for Halloween?
Wow.
Because remember last year he did it and everybody loved it. They sent him a letter to say,
cease and desist.
They said, don't do that. So then he dressed up as the Batman to be like funny. But I was like, nah, they knew.
That
they
is.
Don't link our shit to this right now.
Wash their hands of
it. Because
right
he's
now.
A bit too good at them villain characters at Halloween. Yeah, exactly. A bit too good.
Now we know why.
He was, remember, he was starting fights in the street.
Yeah, he's lawless.
Some people, not everyone should have this amount of money.
No.
No.
You've got
no one should.
Endless amounts of money, no conscience. Then you'll get away with everything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shout outs to Cassie. Shout outs to Kiki. Shout outs to all the women.
Yeah.
Because these people are disgusting.
Yeah.
For real. But well, yeah.
Anyway.
On a lighter note.
Yes.
Let's talk about your show.
Okay, great.
So tell us.
Go on.
Oh, how did you get the role?
They reached out to my manager. So it was casting director is the one who reached out to my manager, but casting director had been speaking to the writers and directors of the project, and they were like, there's someone who we think, da da da, we're gonna reach out to her. I go in, I audition.
Oh, so they wanted you?
I think they were like, because it was a comedy role, mm-hmm. whoever maybe in the team had seen my content was like, I think maybe she could lift this off the page and do comedy. Yeah. But I auditioned like everyone else. There was many of us who auditioned, and luckily, thank God, I got the role. But yeah, that's how it like came about. Mm-hmm. And I think what's very funny, this is my first like TV screen acting, but I've been acting for years doing theatre.
Okay, so I was going to ask if that was like already your bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I went to like uni, did theatre, then I did a postgrad at a drama school, did theatre.
So you've got the background.
I've got acting theatre kid.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's all coming together. It makes sense. And then pandemic hit, I was actually in rehearsals for a job, okay. And then I started making content. So then acting kind of not took a back seat, mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna lie, the checks were clearing with content, so I said, you know, let's go where the money is, mm-hmm. Okay. So I was doing that, so then it was kind of weird that this came through, not because I had been like actively searching for auditions, mm-hmm. but through my content, but still it all worked out together. That's how we got there.
So do you think are you now gonna make that more of acting more of a focus? You're gonna go back to theatre?
Acting will always be my focus.
Okay.
I just made a decision that I didn't want to go back to theatre.
Okay.
For one of two reasons. One, y'all don't pay people.
It's cashless.
Yeah. There is no money in there. Yeah.
You gotta have money.
Exactly.
Or you've got to really love it and want to live like a pauper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm not just saying like I'll never go back to theatre, but it'll have to be for like a really good specific role.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, still auditioning for film and TV. So hopefully we can get another one and then another one. Mm. And then before you know, I'll be with Viola Davis. then the rest is history. That's how it goes, right?
You've done the hardest part.
Those are the steps.
Yeah, so. You've done the first step.
Exactly. And just, Riley's just waiting now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Honestly, like... She's waiting for someone to take her spot.
She is. She is.
Like, she's ready to pass over the torch.
I even have a script in mind for her to act with me.
Oh, I do. Oh my God, because I have a script for her as well.
Oh my God.
No, but I, because I had a dream that I was directing the film.
Oh, I love.
Maybe this is.
No, wait, you don't remember. I had a dream. I was, actually.
Why would I remember your dream?
Because I think I sent you a long voice note.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Sent me the longest voice.
I love that character. I'm not gonna say it here because I still think it's sick.
It's very good.
Okay. Yeah, I still think it's gonna be levels. But you could be in it as well, to be honest. I guess you know what?
Is it all coming together?
This is how it's gonna start. This is how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
I still think Viola could do that for, to be honest. She just needs to work on her accents.
Oh, is it? Would it be UK based?
No.
Okay.
Caribbean.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I need to get on my Zoom too then.
Yeah. No, then I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. But she, for the role that I have for her, she needs to be Bayesian.
I want to hear this idea, but off mic.
Because there's thieves. I still, to this day, Disney, count your fucking days.
What did they steal from you?
I said that Angelina Jolie would be the best role for the witch in Sleeping Beauty. I remember saying it. I remember shouting about it. A couple years later, Melissa Foot comes out. Count your fucking days. You saw my Facebook post. You saw my Facebook post. I just put that as my status, and now look.
That's how they found the idea.
Suspicious.
Honestly.
No,
I think that's sus. Like,
I believe there are people watching amongst the regulars to steal and pluck ideas.
From the
ideas.
Kids as well.
100%.
Yeah. I genuinely believe that J-Lo and LL Cool J stole that song where they're like...
From who? From you?
From me.
Oh,
they hear like, I'll die on that hill.
J-Lo steals.
We know that. She's a thief. She's nothing about her. She'll steal a voice.
She'll always steal from a black woman.
So like, you know, it was real on brand for her. Yeah. So they stole that song for me and it's fine. I was about 14, real creative genius at the time.
Yeah.
Doing the dishes, singing, making up songs as you do. Yeah. And I genuinely believe someone would be watching me and... Couple months later, there's this cool little song.
You see?
With my bridge in it. Mm. Oh, interesting that. that's suspicious. Oh, okay.
No, I genuinely, because I even saw like somebody tweeted something the other day. Who was it? I can't remember, but they only got like 3 likes. And then like Barry Keoghan, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
He put it on his Instagram story. I was like, how did you fucking see that?
He's
great.
That? I love him.
Because they're stalking. Uh-huh. They're in there. Like, how did you
see that? No,
they do. That was a minor tweet.
Have you ever had a famous person look at your Instagram story?
Yes. And I'm like, why are you here?
What happened?
Not even tagged.
Yep.
Not even tagged. Why are you here?
Yep.
Just based on the location.
Stealing my idea.
Just how?
This is pinching.
It's collective.
Grocery shopping as you were.
It's a mindset amongst them. They're thieves.
This is part of the Illuminati.
Milton Keynes, man.
We're breaking ground.
Like, you're not from Milton Keynes. No. But I was thinking maybe they have tapped.
Like the houses and stuff.
Yeah. I see that, to be honest.
To be honest, everything of ours is bugged.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
But do you think you're interested enough? Not you personally, but...
Me?
I'm just like, my life isn't interesting enough for anyone to look at that.
I don't think my life is interesting.
Or like my digital footprint.
I think mine is, to be honest.
Like, it's just a bit weird.
I don't think it's interesting, but I think they're so nosy, they want still to know. Yeah. I think we are genuinely being listened to and watched.
100%.
I think there's definitely like a file on everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what's
in mine. Your Google searches.
I would love to know. I just want to know how thick it is. Do you think I'm like tapped enough to store stuff? Or is it just like I'm actually basic and it's like this thing?
I don't think yours is a paper file. I think it's an external hard drive.
Yeah, I think there's. Yeah.
I think it's an external hard drive.
They're worried that I know.
You know too much.
Like, I've got my tinfoil hat on. And they're like, one day she's going to lift the lid on the shit. Because I talk a lot to myself.
Same.
And in that, I catch myself saying like really fuck stuff.
Mm.
And then I'm like, imagine if somebody hurt. Even yesterday on FaceTime, I was joking about murdering somebody. Oh. But just like, I'm not going to murder
on
anyone,
on the podcast
guys,
as well.
Don't worry. But as then I was talking to my sister, and the person that's only as tapped as me is my sister.
Right.
And we were like, yeah, he's definitely going to die soon. But then I was like, yo, if somebody was listening to this, they'd be at my door.
No, but that's like, you know, that'd be
that part.
That was like, that, so they'd be like, yes, she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
No, when they read it on paper, then it's like, and then Zenny you said, yeah, he's going to die soon.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, there's no humor in it.
We were actually, no, because we were actually laughing. I was like crying with laughter at the book.
Oh, that's evil laughter.
But I was like, it wasn't evil. It was more like, he should stop talking because your days are up. But to be honest, I still believe that. But I was thinking, like, if somebody did actually listen to that, I was like, oh, the police would be at my door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying I was a security risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even when I said the other day on the podcast that if Just Oil want to contact me, I have some ideas for them. Somebody did contact me. I was like,
really?
Actually,
let's not
don't
do Guy
link
Fawkes.
Me to. It wasn't to Guy Fawkes. I was just saying they're not being annoying enough.
They do need to be more annoying.
Because I was like, you haven't pushed it. I know how to make their push point. It.
Right.
I know how to push it. Firstly, do you know what the biggest one was? And I was a little bit disappointed in you guys. I'm not like if I was in that situation, I'd be pissed off. But I was disappointed that when it came to Wimbledon, you guys deal with paint, but for Wimbledon, you decided to do confetti.
Mm.
Why did you change the branding?
Bit of respect.
Why are you respecting? Mm. Because you know what to piss them off? Mm. If you threw paint on the court, that would have fucked up everybody's day. But you did confetti. I can sweep that off. I can sweep that off. Are you trying
you
to piss
You've
got to
find the balance between being really annoying and not like ruining people's hard-earned tickets days out.
It's a refund. And it's also true. Not hard-earned. Anybody that gets a ticket for Santa Court has money.
Also,
or you're invited.
We are protesting. Yeah. We are not going to picnics.
Yeah. Like, that is true.
Exactly. Protests are not meant to be comfortable. I agree that they're not being annoying enough, but I also think they would garner more support if their annoyance was targeted at the uppers.
That the right people. 100%. Yeah, rather than the
everydays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the everydays would rally behind them if they were being absolutely irritating towards upper middle class.
Going
not up. People trying to commute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the, you need to target the right events.
Right.
Like, where are the rich people at? Or why are you blocking in East London when Mayfair's right there? Like,
exactly.
Block a Ferrari.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, block a G-Wagon.
Stop a premiere from happening. That's what we do that.
Well, remember, what premiere was it supposed to happen at? Oh, was it Mission Impossible? It was either Mission Impossible, it was one around that period, and I was doing the red carpet and they were panicked. Oh no, what was it? Because Just Oil had tweeted from the carpet saying, as in they said, we're here.
No,
and
no.
I was like, oh, it's about to go down. I was hyped. And then they must have got snatched quickly.
Oh,
and I was like, it's about to go down because, yeah, there's a premiere every week.
Every week.
Like, you can really go there. I can't remember if it was Mission Impossible.
They tweeted too soon.
It was something, yeah, they should have just done, like, you bragged.
We're here.
You should have said we're here. You should have just done it and gone.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Mission Impossible. It might have been something else. But I was like, oh, okay.
And there's certain movies as well that if you were to do it at that movie, there's the stars of that film wouldn't necessarily be irritated because of the message of the movie. For example, A Hunger Games would have been a
perfect protest.
Yeah.
Look at me doing PR for Just Oil. Would have been a great place to be it because everybody there is like, this is what this movie is about. It's about going against, you know, standing up for yourself. That's a great place to do it.
This is a great like protest segment.
Honestly,
you know?
Keep on protesting.
Yeah. Find the themes, and then you can speak to a wider audience as well, getting the young people involved.
Exactly.
I know it's getting colder, but take to the streets.
Take to the streets. And I think there's such power in protesting, and like I'll always stand by it. Been to protests, continue to go to protests, but I feel like, I don't know, people have this idea that like protesting back in the day was a comfortable, peaceful, it's not meant to be that. Like,
yeah. It was worse back in the day as well.
Worse. Imagine we've romanticized
trying to find your friends. Imagine in like a big crowd of half a million.
Like you're live tweeting from a protest, it's not uncomfortable. You're live tweeting
from
that's
a luxury.
It's not uncomfortable. Yeah. You're strolling through TikTok while marching. Yeah. It's absolutely not uncomfortable. People have speakers. People are passing out food.
Yeah.
And there's people that are like walking in because the tube strikes and everything.
A lot of people are like, oh, I just got caught up in it. I'm just going, okay, it's like, you're actually fine. But
keep doing it.
But wrap up warm, it is getting quite cold.
Yeah.
It is quite cold.
Get those hand warmers.
Yeah.
I love them.
But they run out really quickly.
No, no, they don't.
Technology's not.
No, you need to get the right brand. Are you getting like Pound Shop ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you need to
get. How much are you spending on a hand warmer? You got to
invest.
Above £3.
Yeah.
Above £3.
You leave one in your bag, then you find it the next day and it's still warm.
Go to the place, you know the. You know the campers, the people who do camping? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They know the gear to keep themselves warm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Balaclava.
Denelm. No, that's not that. What's that one called? With the D.
Denelm.
What's the
Denelm's Decathlon.
Decathlon.
Yeah, there you go. Denelm's a furniture shop.
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking about Denelm yesterday for some reason. What did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, so the show.
Yeah, that whole thing.
No, I heard the theme of it. So the show. So the show theme is essentially... a relationship that maybe shouldn't be a relationship, or the struggles of a relationship.
Yeah.
And so I was gonna ask, have you ever had a relationship where you knew it was gonna end in tears or drama, but you were like, I'm gonna go with it anyway?
Oh, a struggle relationship.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
If you will.
No.
Have you not?
Have you not? No.
You really respect yourself. I really like you.
Have you?
What about? I don't.
What about one thing you don't realise it until it's too late and you're like, oh no, how did we get here?
Also, no.
Oh, wow, you really have it going on.
Do you know what it is?
You really know what you did.
Do you know what it is? I always say, I take pride in the fact that I don't, can we swear on here?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't date dickheads, number one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't need you to tell me twice that you have red flags. I will listen the first time.
Okay.
And I will exit and I will leave. And it's actually okay. Now, problem is, a lot of people who date, and I have friends who do the same, you are shown a red or an amber flag.
Yeah.
And you stick around to see, what does it mean?
Yeah.
It's a little surprise. We'll open the present underneath the Christmas tree. That's not how it works. You take your feelings out of it, you shove that to the side.
Yeah.
You two can still be friends, I guess, or be in community. It doesn't mean you're Xing them out completely, but you're not within the circle so that you then get to be put in a place of hurt later on down the line.
But it's not always hurt. It's more like...
You're in for the chaos.
Yeah.
But do you enjoy the chaos?
Yeah, because it depends.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Because like, sometimes it's like, this is a temporary... Thing.
You're okay. Like, this is not Mr. Right. It's Mr. Right Now, as they say.
Then in
right
that now, case,
this yeah. for you, this month.
Or miss.
If you are fully aware,
yeah.
In that case, have at it. And yeah, it's a story to tell the girls. Mm. The group chat will be popping off because of you. You're creating storylines. Do you know what I mean? Like it's fun, but I don't like drama in my life. I don't like stress. Oh.
You live in a peaceful
life. Yeah, I like peace. But I also sometimes feel though that then maybe I've missed out
on no.
some fun stuff.
I mean, no. maybe. Yeah, but
look
is it worth it?
Look at where you are. You're on a Sky show. Look at you.
Yeah.
No. You're on a Sky show. Look at you.
We're here talking about free
like, yeah, we're talking about. We're there. We're shouting at the TV with a tinfoil hat on. And you're on the TV show that we're shouting at. No. So then maybe we should be looking at you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm just kind of like, all my friends have like fun stories and I'm the one who you come to be like, hey, what do you think of this? Or what do you, and I'm like, okay, what I would do. And I'm like Oprah Winfrey. And I just want to be vivacious.
You want to be wild. You need to have your wild night out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll do one a year.
Just one a year. Maybe in a country where no one knows me as well.
That's
yeah,
the best
you need to have
way.
A holiday. Yeah. Like you're a different genre of you.
Oh yeah,
on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Could, anything goes. When you live abroad, knowing that you're coming back on a certain date, that period is lawless because I don't know anybody here.
Okay,
yeah, and it's like you're like a spy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
when like, under the radar.
Because when I lived abroad, I said I don't know anybody here, so I'm gonna move.
You like, could be where embarrassing.
Did you live? I lived in Austria.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm going to move like a mad person.
Okay.
But then madness.
But the thing is, you're the only black person there.
Yeah.
So everyone knows it's you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm not going to see you again. I was really doing a lot.
I love that.
I was doing, there was a lot of, I was dating an extreme amount because all the, where we were, there was loads of sports spaces around us. So like the bobsledding team trained around the corner, a lot of a basketball teams had campuses around the corner. And then the weight, because I dated that Olympic wrestler for a bit. They were all training around the corner.
Casually.
It was great. We broke up because he had to go to the Olympics.
Wow.
It was, story of heartbreak. Barely spoke English. It was a great time for me. It was just like, you just...
Wow.
You just trust it. It was... I had... Yes, there's like three black people in the whole town. Okay, yeah, people know who I am. I don't care. I'm leaving in a couple months.
Yeah, that is so true.
I don't give a shit. Okay? Come and shout at me in the street. That's fine.
That's my holiday vibe.
I'm literally leaving. So let's keep on... Let's get the good times rolling.
Oh, no, you've unlocked something. You see, that's
just
good.
Just take a long trip.
That's good.
Yeah. Weed is 2 weeks.
2 weeks, go away. Yeah.
However, I did meet my boyfriend at the end of the trip. So life catches up with you.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship, so I don't see this.
But you can still have wild, not like those kind of wild times. Yeah.
You can still definitely go on holiday.
You can always have a wild time with the boyfriend.
Be embarrassing together.
That's
the best time. True. Because who's going to carry you home at the end of the night?
You could actually
be wilder because you're like, somebody's going
to
help
me. I have someone to look after me, actually. Don't have to be responsible.
When you're not planning your own Uber in a random country.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true.
Okay. You're not going to be kidnapped.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to book that holiday.
That's basically what I need to do.
Just go to like Argentina for a month.
Yeah, it has to be somewhere warm. I feel like a colder place wouldn't really give me the vibe.
I know you need somewhere where people want to take their clothes
off. Yeah. Because if I'm somewhere cold, I want to wrap up. I want to be cozy. Exactly.
You don't want to look outside and be like, oh, I don't want to go out. It's raining.
Exactly.
Yeah. You need to go somewhere
warm. Miami.
That's too much.
No, oh, I go too far. Is Miami bad?
Miami, everyone there is so hot.
All the stories
so
I've heard.
But all the stories I've heard of Miami.
You need to level up
like,
the hotness by like 50,000.
Damn.
However, if you go in a relationship, it might be better. But I know that every girl's trip that I've heard that's gone to Miami, they've not come back friends.
They're never friends when they come back.
Yeah, it's drama, isn't it?
There's a lot of drama though. Yeah. Also, it's really expensive.
I heard that too.
But the expense doesn't match the fun. Oh, it's just really? Like, you know, like every time I've been to a club in the US, I'm like, are we having fun? Or are we just here? I don't think we're having fun. We're just in the club, but are we having fun? It has to be bottle service. It has to be bottle service. You have to be dressed for the nines. I just wanted a cheeky shake my leg.
Yeah, you can't wear trainers to the club in America.
Yeah, you can't. It has to. You have to be
full
2000, head to, you know, 2007.
Office max.
2007 kind full.
Of. Absolutely
yeah.
Not.
So like, I can't be doing that for the club.
I want to wear a flat shoe.
Yeah, no.
I want to be able to, I want sweat beads to be going down my forehead as I dance.
You
want
to go to Europe.
That's.
Or you want to go to Australia.
I went to Barcelona.
Oh my god, the clubs
of Barcelona
are crazy. So do a month in Barcelona in the summer.
Shout.
Yeah, do that. They also have the best festivals. You've got Sonar, Off Sonar,
okay.
Primavera.
Benicassim. That's what I was thinking.
That's a white word.
It was.
Yeah.
No.
As in like the other ones are fairly white, okay. But that's like very.
Yeah.
And it's camping.
Do you know what? I will say, I've been to a few festivals. Uh-huh. That was the cleanest festival. They clean the toilets every day.
At least.
But it's like, still, after it's going to there, I would never go to another festival
like,
camping.
We can't camp anymore.
I'm not camping anymore. Too old for
that. Have you guys done Glastonbury?
No. I've been as a child.
It's not my vibe.
No.
But it's too big. It's too dirty for me.
Yeah.
It's also like, I don't want to be watching. I don't want to be the 100,000th person to watch. I'm not going to expect. I paid money. I want to be at the front, but I don't want
to
be here
all
day.
Do you have to spend the whole day there?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the peeing situation there, do you think?
In the grass.
Yeah.
Do you think people just wearing a skirt?
Yeah,
people just squat.
People do that. Did you see those videos from Wireless? Remember?
And at Wireless, people peeing
in the crowd.
Wireless,
flipping like Playboy Carti's playing. Yeah. Girls with skirts just peeing into a cup.
Yeah,
I said, "Wow, where are your mums? Where's the home
training? Where's shame?
No, there is no shame.
Where
anymore.
Is
You're
shame?
Pissing." In the crowd.
Never been that
deep.
That's like, no, that's never honestly been that disgusting.
You just find your way
and
again.
And then obviously they're tossing it. That's like the
that's
thing
the
I hate
worst
the most
thing.
Out
that's
of
the rudest
culture.
Thing.
Yeah.
I have never been to like a festival, quote unquote. I went to, is it BBC Big Weekender?
Oh yeah.
I was very grown. I was maybe like 28. First time. I'm not great with like big crowds. So I got invited. I was like, cool, this will be fun. This will be nice. I get there and I don't know what the terminology is, but the place where everybody's standing to watch the band.
The crowd,
that place.
Yeah.
Terminology.
I don't the town counties,
everybody is.
Where everyone is. And my friend was like, oh, let's go closer so we can like get a really good view. And I'm like, great. And it was AJ Tracy who comes on.
Okay.
So there was a couple of people before him. Then it was, I remember it vividly. Clara Amfo, it's like, welcome AJ Tracy. He comes on. His first line was, yo, BBC Big Weekender, where my moshers at?
No.
Then a crowd of people around me all said, hey. I said, hold on, I'm with the moshers.
Oh, you're in the crowd.
He said, when the beat drops go wild. Guys, I nearly died.
Were you in it?
I was trapped. I couldn't get out. So I'm being flung around by like 16 and 17 year olds. And they're like going crazy. And AJ's like, he keeps repeating the same bit that keeps making them go crazier. And I'm like holding on to my friend. It literally was like a thing from a movie scene. And I was like, no. And she's like floating away and I'm going the other. It was traumatic.
The thing is, with the mosh pit, you just, if you have to go with it,
you just have to let your body go. Let them take you.
Just let it, just black out and go with it, because you're not going to escape it.
It's like the Harlem Shake.
Just go with it. Run around.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll run yourself out of it somehow.
It was wild.
That's like, and that's BBC. I reckon that's like a tame festival.
Yeah. It was
no, but that's wild. What the kids are doing today.
The kids
they go mad for moshing.
Yeah, they love the mosh.
They'll be like, it'll be like a ballad on, and they'll be
like, moshing. Like,
yeah,
like on. Adele.
Imagine. I can see, and I reckon Adele would enjoy that.
Yeah, true.
She would.
She would appreciate it.
Rolling in the deep, little moshing.
I reckon I could see that. The Misha B remix.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Where is Misha B?
She's about.
She tweeted the other day. I saw a tweet from her. Yeah.
You saw it.
I saw a tweet and she said.
You saw it.
I'm done. She said something like she had clipped a picture of her from the X Factor and she was like, oh, 10 years or 8 years or however long the time was.
Maybe she's doing comeback.
I don't know.
It's like the time period. Like a lot of people are.
JLS? They were on the same year as her, right?
Did they?
Were they?
Gosh, it all blurs into one big year to me.
Misha B.
Was that the same year?
I know she was Wagner.
Wagner?
Oh my God.
I don't know. That was. Wagner was the same year as Chico Time, no?
No.
I think we.
This is the top quality content you get on this.
Yeah.
I think you get one joke act per season.
Yeah. Chico was way before.
Huh.
No, he wasn't.
Chico was way before.
Chico was One Direction.
No,
Chico was Wagner was One Direction. Sam the Bin Man. Sam
was she Sam the Bin Man?
Sam was a man. Was it Sam?
Sam the Bin Man.
Was it the? No. Sam worked at Tesco. Sorry, the Bin Man. Billy the Bin Man. Who is the Bin Man?
Who's the Bin Man?
The Bin with. Okay, walk with me. There was a bin man, and there was another woman who is actually, funnily enough, the mum of Luke who went on to Love Island. And they were on the same year, and that's the year as Chico.
This is early. This is like 2004.
I think maybe just after Shane or just before Shane.
Shane.
That time.
That was my mum's favourite single. She got it in CD.
Yeah.
That's early days.
Man? Andy the Bin Man?
I know. I can see the newspaper clip of him like standing in front of the bin.
I can't remember a bin man. I've blocked that out. You know.
And they did a VT of him like doing his job and taking it. Yeah.
Delivering the mixtape from the bins. I've blacked that out. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember at all.
X Factor was a wild time.
I loved X Factor.
They really got the whole nation together.
Yeah, because the second X Factor started, I knew, Christmas is real.
It's true.
Harry Potter movies are going to come, not for you.
Well, yeah, it's true. Not in my household.
Same.
Non-Christian household.
Yeah.
A Home Alone
I think about one of my most traumatic events as a child, and I actually blame my mum for this. My mum would force me to read massive books.
Okay.
And then she would like make me highlight or underline the big words that I didn't understand, because that's what we did for fun.
I love that.
That's good education.
It's whatever. I wanted to read Princess Diaries, Angus Thongs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They weren't serious enough for her.
Yeah.
So she goes to the store and picks up the biggest book she can find, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I was like, cool. I haven't read the other books, nor am I interested, but I'm going to do this. Mind you, I didn't really get what Harry Potter was about.
Also, none of the words are real.
Exactly. So I was highlighting everything. Because I was like, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Highlighting spells.
Yeah, I'm like, none of this makes any sense to me. And then we had our pastor came for Sunday lunch one time. And he sees the Harry Potter book. Wow-wee. Prayer and fasting, six hours deep.
No.
Firstly, I was looking at Isabel and Aitchie like, you've dogged me out here because you haven't confessed that it was you that bought me this book. I'm here getting prayed over. I've got the spirit, the spirit of the professor in me. I'm getting prayed over. I had budgies at the time. Budgies were going crazy. They started to say that, the budgies are obviously possessed by the devil. They're talking too much. I didn't even want to read this book anyway because I haven't read the others. I didn't buy this book for myself. She bought this book for me. She doesn't want to confess.
She just let you.
She doesn't want to confess that she bought me a devil book. Let me just get... I was like, honestly, was it.
That is traumatic.
Long day. Yeah. And I was like, I will never care for Harry Potter again.
I respect that.
And to be honest, I don't care for it. I've watched them all. I'm like, I don't get it. It's not popping for me.
I had the opposite reaction.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to watch it. Very super Christian family. To the point where, you know, like when they do movies at school and they...
Leave the classroom?
I had to sit outside. Me and my Muslim friend sat
together. Oh, them guys.
At least you had
someone. I had someone. I had a mate. We sat there.
I wasn't involved in that.
I was one of them. I was one of them. Read a book. We coloured. Had a little chin wag. You know. But I was that. I was that kid whose parents wouldn't sign the consent form. Fast forward to uni, and I'm living in second year with a girl who is Harry Potter obsessed. I let slip accidentally. I've never watched Harry Potter before. It became her life's mission for me to watch them.
Because they're obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
She sits me down and it was, you know, when you have like the term break.
Yeah,
she was
like,
you're not going to go home for the first 3 days. We're going to do a Harry Potter marathon.
Ooh.
I watched them back to back consecutively.
Ugh! You loved it.
Oh, what a masterpiece.
Really?
Wow, that's crazy.
I've never...
Expelliarmus! I'm obsessed.
Oh, wow.
That's what happened to me though, because my boyfriend in first year was like, this is a big part of me. You need to be invested in what is important to me. So I was like, okay, then. Watch them. I was like, you're a loser.
Sorry, I don't get it.
No, I didn't. I was like, and I had to, I watched it in like 2 days and I was like, you're a loser. Don't talk to me about this again. I don't understand it.
I feel the magic in like the first four.
Really?
And then it gets really miserable.
It gets super evil. It's
just like unnecessarily like dark.
I just like the Prisoner of Azkaban. That's my favorite.
That's really random for you.
I don't know. I like that one. That was quite
when
dark.
The kids start dying, that's when it gets too far.
Yeah.
So that's good though.
Edward Cullen, that's not his name though.
Yeah. Cedric. He dies.
Cedric.
Oh, Robert.
It's Robert. That's the one I was trying to get his actual name. His character. He dies and I wept like a child.
Yeah. Okay. Still sad.
Super sad.
Because everyone's also hot in that movie.
Hot?
At the time, not now. I'm saying when I watched it back then.
Okay.
Okay. Cedric Diggory is hot.
Each to their own.
Who, Robert?
Yeah, no, but only as him.
So you didn't like him in Twilight?
He looked a bit weird in Twilight. He's only I only found him attractive as Cedric.
Well, how old were you when you watched?
Like 12.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm saying back in the day.
Okay, I was not 21. Really like,
Okay, they're all like 15.
Yeah. So I'm problematic.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, I became obsessed and now I don't get it when people say that they're Christmas movies. They don't feel Christmassy to me.
They're not. There's Christmas in them.
Flipping Christmas tree in it. It's not.
Yeah,
Christmas
they're not Christmas movies, but I just like them and they do get progressively darker and I can't watch. I think past fifth to the last.
Yeah.
It's a daytime watch only. I'm not watching it.
Oh,
when
is it too dark?
It's too dark for me.
As in, no, but when we say dark, it's dark. The themes are dark, but it's also very dark.
No, I know it's dark.
It's darkly lit.
It's
But you think it's too...
Oh, no, it's darkly lit, but it's not...
also, the themes are also dark. Everything about it is just miserable.
It's creepy. Like, I feel like I need to go into, like, a prayer session afterwards. It's not
really?
Nice.
It's not nice. You don't watch American Horror Story?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I remember when... This is actually second year of uni. I was introduced to American Horror Story. And I can only watch the first season in the daytime.
Yeah.
I was shitting myself. Even it's not as good now.
No, to this day, I watch it in the daytime. Yeah,
it's just fair. Actually,
what is it about?
It's about... The horror. So each... Just it's about... Actually, it's about American Horror Stories.
Every that season is different.
Real
base. Okay, so every it's story. An anthology okay. season. So the first season is like a ghost house, so it's ghosts.
Okay.
The second season is set in a mental asylum in the '50s,
right?
And also aliens are there. Yeah.
Okay.
And then like the third season is witches, and it's just
absolutely not.
No, but they're based on the witches one is based on real people.
Absolutely not.
Angela Bassett is in it.
I love you, Angie. No.
But like the third season is the best.
It's definitely a daytime watch.
No.
It's great.
Yeah, not in Milton Keynes.
I don't
but,
do.
To be honest, the witches are not in Milton
Keynes. Be careful. Protect your soul.
It's all right, just remembering.
It's okay. But no, I would watch. Oh, I might rewatch that season actually. Witches.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
You know what? We've run out of time.
Have we? You know what?
We're chatting.
Time flies.
Time flies when you have random conversations.
I know. We didn't even do our dilemma.
Wasn't a great one.
It's okay.
Oh.
Normally we have a dilemma. But you know what? I was laughing earlier because I was thinking when you said things, you see the red flag.
Yeah.
I looked for Am I the Assholes and I saw one. This isn't one that we're going to talk about. This guy, he's been with his girlfriend for 2 years. He faked his death. Not funny.
Why didn't you just break up with her?
No, he just wanted to see if she cared.
I hear that. Do you know what? I kind of get it.
That is.
I was crying. No, I kind of get it.
She wrote in or he wrote in?
He wrote in. He was like, I don't know why I did this. I feel really bad.
She know that he's alive?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I didn't expect her to react this way. I didn't expect her to be so upset.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to do.
Then why did he do it?
He just wanted to see.
Oh my God.
What kind of death? Just like
personal. I'll find it for next week.
But also, do you stay with him when
you? No, you can't. That is a huge red flag.
You can.
You watch. Remember when you faked your death?
You know what? Because it kind of reminds like there's, well, maybe it's just me, but there was always a time as a child where you pretended to faint.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's the same
as an adult too.
It's not the same.
No, I think that's the same.
No, because
that's the same brand.
No, it went too.
It's not the same, babe.
It is.
No, there's one thing about like, have you all done the thing where like someone leaves the room and then you pretend to die? They come back in. Just me.
Brand, it's just like
it's one of those things. Die like, in the moment is one thing. Pretending you have died and your girlfriend finds out and they're like, he has passed.
But then the other people that he obviously wrangled in to basically...
No, he wrangled no one.
So how did she know? So he must have pretended to die in front of her.
No, I don't. Okay, I'll find the story.
Yeah, you have to find the full thing. But I think those people that pretended to faint as a kid but also didn't immediately get up when you were touched.
The one to take it too far.
Me. That's this is the same brand. Because you're like, how far can I go with this?
Oh, that's too far. I think death is too far.
Death is the furthest it can go. Yeah. Doesn't get any further than death.
Yeah, but like, so I think it can happen. I think he probably wanted to do like a joke or, and then it's one of those like, now she's hysterically crying.
Yeah,
like,
that's what.
And you're like, oh.
He's God. Like in the closet.
That was a
just
winner.
Like, lying there, like, oh, I didn't know it was going to get like this.
Sorry about that.
But then him being surprised she was upset and really confused as to what he thought was good. Or maybe he was like, I thought she didn't care about me.
Yeah, I think it was like that.
That is...
Yeah. So that is a red flag.
Huge.
Lightly.
Huge.
I think it was just a mistake. I want to believe him. But we'll find out next week. I think that he made a joke and it went too far. Jokes happen. Things go too... That happens. A lot of things go too far for me all the time. And now I'm like, I'm here
not
now.
Not death, though.
I've got 10 times... I've got to double down.
It's like pranking couples. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like
that's like you slip one time, one person's dead.
Yeah,
like that's how it ends.
It doesn't always result in. But have you ever like faked an illness and now you're in hospital?
No. Oh. I've done that with I've done that with glasses.
I've done that with like at home, and now I've like, well, I've got to see it through.
I can never keep it up.
I've
as soon as I get the go ahead,
I'm here now.
No, exactly. I'm like, they're saying the symptoms I've faked are a bit too dramatic. I've obviously seen them on Casually. I didn't know it was going to be like this. They're like, well, we're going to have to go to A&E. Okay.
Let's go.
So let's
maybe
go.
You were road the trip.
I said, no, because I'm not admitting that I lied.
Right, so right,
I'm
right.
Now like, yes, let's go to A&E.
Got to.
It's your day you're wasting. We're here I didn't want to be in school anyway. A&E's got an Xbox.
Flipping yeah. It.
Now they've done an X-ray and now they've done a test and nothing's wrong. I was like, oh.
Well.
I guess, well, fine.
On that note, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
And where can we find the show?
It is on Sky Comedy and you can watch it soon.
It'll be on Now TV.
Should be, yeah.
And we'll put all the details in the description so you can check it out.
Yay.
Smothered.
And where should they follow you?
On Instagram and TikTok, Coco Sorrell. And Twitter, Coco Sorrell, actually. I recently changed the handle. It was something else. It's a whole thing.
Gotta
anyways,
keep that brand.
Yeah.
Keep that brand.
Keep it all the same. That's everything.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And we'll see you.
I'll give you the rest of the story on that fake death guy next week.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Bye.